Injuries on the defensive line making things a little interesting for the Houston Texans. Head coach Gary Kubiak described what happened to Rashawn Harris.
Sad situation. Y'all asked me about Sonny yesterday. I actually had the muscle wrong. Sonny was in an individual period yesterday and tore a tricep. And we found out, you know, after practice yesterday, and we lost him for the year. So it's a very unfortunate situation, and it makes it tough on us right now, especially with Sean out. And he had been playing really good for us, so he's going to go on IR. And, you know, it's a concern right now. So other than that, Posey did not finish practice today. His calf was bothering him, but I would expect him back tomorrow.
Meanwhile, defensive coordinator Wade Phillips came in and talked about the play of rookie Jared Crick and how he'll figure into things.
I was pleased with Crick this last week. You know, his first time to play, and I thought he did a good job. He's a good-looking player, so we're glad to have him.
Who is Hebron Fangupo? He described his first name to the press on Wednesday at Reliance Stadium.
My real name is Hebron, like LeBron, so Hebron. I had to explain that a lot, but in Tongan, my name, Hebron means is Hepeloni. So everyone calls me Loni for short, back home. Hepeloni. Just Hepeloni. Hebron. It's from the Bible. It's from the Bible. It's a place in Jerusalem.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah. This is where Abraham was buried. H-E-P-E-L-O-N-I.
So it's Hepeloni.
Yeah.
Hepeloni.
Yeah. Either way.
So which one do you prefer?
My boss slash wife prefer Hebron. Yeah.
But your coach calls you Glenn.
Yeah, my coach calls me my boss. I don't go home to coach.
Meanwhile, Jonathan Joseph described the challenge that awaits this Houston secondary.
Obviously, around the league, third game is usually a dress rehearsal. The starters play the most snaps of any of the preseason games. And for us, it's the ultimate test going against the high-powered Saints with Drew Brees at quarterback. And obviously, you have a ton of weapons at the wide receiver and the skill position, running back and tight end. So it'll be a big challenge for us.
Plus, Arian Foster was asked about being the best back in the league, and as only Arian Foster can do, he answered that question.
You know, like, I come from a humble position, so I don't walk around thinking I'm the best in the league. But I think I feel like I can compete with anybody in the league. So there's a difference. So when people say, you know, you're the best in the league, you know, I say, well, thank you, you know. But there's other people that say, you're not the best in the league. I say, well, thank you. Because either way, you know, you're keeping me alive. However you, you know what I mean? And I'm not really about I'm not really like a me guy anyway. So it comes and goes. Like, you're the flavor of the week now. 10 years from now, they'll forget about you, and I'll be meditating in Tibet.